with housing information you can trust. Now here's the inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the outside guy, Ken Calverley.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Calverley, and I am the outside guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy. Phone lines are open. We were talking yesterday. We didn't get a chance to talk to many of our listeners because we had two guests on for extended periods of time. Hopefully you found them as interesting as we did. We said to ourselves, man, we gotta let people call that want to call.
888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897, right?
4897, yes.
Thank you. Had to double check.
Boy,
that.
If you hadn't said that. You know, I was driving down the road coming to the studio today.
And people just, here comes Chuck, get out of the way.
Here comes Chucky boy, here comes Chucky. And I get passed by a muddy truck with pipe racks and ladders on it, and I mentally went back to, you know, my old work trucks.
Uh-huh.
And I remembered a little thing that happened to me that it was one of those moments that woke me up to the fact that I shouldn't be working 7 days a week. Anyway, it's a Sunday, but I don't know it. And you did this. You worked 7 days a week, and you lost track of what day it was, much less the date.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I'm on a job site. We got an excavator, and we cut through an underground power line. It was residential.
So Not an accident, of course.
It truly was.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's one of those things. You're working 7 days. You're exhausted. You shouldn't even be on the job site. Anyway, long story short, we're going to splice it ourselves, right? And I need a splice kit. I run into the local hardware, all muddy and dirty.
A splice kit.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Back then, you could buy the shrink wrap splice kits. And I walk up, I pull in front of the store, and it's like the street's empty. There's nobody there. It's closed. And I hear church bells a block away from me. And I see these people all dressed up walking into church. And I go, oh my gosh, it's Sunday. I didn't know it, and this was before the Home Depots or any of the big box stores existed. So
right, right.
I wasn't going to get a splice kit anywhere.
Gotcha.
That day.
Gotcha.
But I remember the moment because, and this is all a truck driving by me on the freeway this morning. I remember the moment because I said to myself, "Why are you working? Why are you doing this?
How old are you?
You got a wife at home. You got young kids. Gosh, I don't know.
30s?
Oh yeah, sure.
Somewhere in your 30s?
Yeah,
okay.
Had to be.
Okay.
Yeah. But I thought of this guy going to work on a Sunday, after that.
Yeah.
And it's like people don't realize how much of that happens, in our industry, that it's a 7 day a week job for a lot of young men and women that are making their,
You got to feed the family. You had to feed the family. You had to pay the bills. I mean, you know what? I don't think a lot of people understand is a lot of business owners could probably make the same money, if not more, working somewhere else with a lot less stress in their life.
Oh, gosh, yes. No question about it.
But for people like me,
until they learn how to run a business, right?
Exactly. Here's the thing. Some people are just not good employees. Just not. Some people aren't good business owners. They're not. Me, I wasn't a good employee.
Really?
I was when I was younger, but once I became my own boss, the work ethic was just – it wasn't even a matter of work ethic, Chuck. I had 5 kids at home, so I worked, like you said, every day.
I would think you'd be a good employee, though. I really would. I mean, I'm not trying to blow wind up your skirt here.
Here's what I discovered when I had business. Whenever I hired someone, they had another business that used to own a business, is they would eventually try to take over or try to – push too much of what they thought they knew on you all. I remember having a discussion with a guy. Well, when we did it, and I did it, this is why I went, really, where's your business now? What happened to your business?
I've been there.
Yeah, because they were out of business. It's funny because you mentioned this. I look back at so much stuff from back then.
I mean, you hear a lot of our current people, sponsors, saying they love to hire a guy or gal. Statistically, it's going to be a guy a lot of times that ran a business.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I can mention several of our team sponsors that say that.
You know, I think education is so important in this business, Chuck. You have guys that will go out and get the necessary education to better themselves, no matter what it is. It's the education's out there. You can find stuff online. You can find classes everywhere. But then you have guys, I'm not downing these guys, who don't want to do that. They want to go to work. They want to make a buck, and they want to come home and enjoy their family. They don't want to work any much overtime.
Yeah, that's the big thing. They don't want to work 7 days a week, and I don't blame people, to be honest with you.
I've got a brother-in-law who works for Chrysler. He's the hardest working guy I know. I mean, the guy probably regularly survived on 3 or 4 hours of sleep. He would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, go in, work. I mean, he'd work 70 hours a week on a regular basis.
I did that, but I needed 6-7 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a madman. There are certain people like that we know about him. I think it's a scientific thing. There's a small percentage of people that can get by with 3 to 4 hours a night of sleep.
I know several people like that. You know a guy like that, Pat. Mr. Bush.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. He's crazy.
I don't get 7 hours at least of sleep, I'm cranky.
Yeah, me too. Plus, it's dangerous.
Yeah, you're right.
You're out on a job site, a construction site, with equipment and scaffold and ladders and everything else, nail guns.
My point, I guess what you were saying about a lot of people enjoy hiring those people, if you can find one of those people that when they come to your business does what you and I call take ownership of the business without trying to take over the business, those are what we really want.
And if they can make a living wage like the employees of our team's partners do.
Oh, goodness, yes.
They literally, a 40-hour week to them is vacation.
You're right.
I mean, they can bust their tail for 40 hours a week on a job site and feel like they're on vacation because they're not working the 12-hour days. They're not going to work Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And they don't have the stress when they go to sleep of, oh, my gosh, what about tomorrow?
Yep. And you mentioned the Sundays. I remember being out of the job site down in the city, down by Detroit River, at 0 degrees out, doing brickwork. You know, when it was 0 degrees out, tenting stuff by myself, nobody else. So I would tent it, I would mix it, I would do everything for a week or so straight because I had to pay the bills. The kids were all at home. But you know what? They never went without.
Yeah. Never missed a house payment.
Never missed a house payment. Nope. Yeah. And I look back at it, and that Sunday, Chuck, you probably look back at it, and, that made me who I am. You know, one thing I always had is a good work ethic. Your kids have a great work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
My kids have a great work ethic.
Yeah.
So let's talk some housing information you can trust when we get back from the break. And give us a call at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. You want a career with a great company, Chuck. A company like Atlas Home Improvement.
Oh, they hire only for a career.
If I went to work for Atlas Home Improvement, I would say, you know what? I want to go into your aging in place division, and I want to learn everything I can about aging in place so I can help people as they age. And if you have loved ones at home that need help in their house with aging in place, you want to call Atlas Home Improvement.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. 888-654-GUYS is the phone number. Yesterday, if you missed the show, we had a really good call from a buddy of ours, the on-the-scene reporter at the Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show, Rob David. He had some great stuff, didn't he?
He did. That was very cool. Let's go. Rob's been in the radio business all his life, and he came on and helped us with a couple of really good segments, some great information.
He did, but we'll be expanding on some of those products that he mentioned as time goes on.
I saw a product at the electronic show yesterday in Vegas that is a urine analyzer. So it literally goes in the toilet.
Wow.
You pee on it, and then it tells you what you're –
if you got insufficient marijuana in your system?
More your pH.
Okay.
More your pH. Where your pH is at, maybe you're deficient in certain irons and vitamins or stuff like that. After you go a few times and it gets to read your urine on a regular basis, it will tell you what you need to get healthier.
Jeez.
And Rob also said he forgot to tell us about the roller skates, the
electric
roller skates, which have a 20-mile range. That would be, Chuck, Why didn't we have this stuff when we were kids?
Well, the problem at this point in life is you'd go 20 miles in one direction and then realize you had to get home. It's like, oh, shoot, I got to call an Uber.
I would have loved that stuff. I remember when I was a kid in junior high, I got around Berkeley, the city of Berkeley, with a skateboard and a German Shepherd.
I was going to ask, would you have wanted, to be honest with you, when I was young, I didn't want to. I actually got into rollerblading as an adult. I was probably in my 30s.
Okay.
And I loved it.
Did you?
I mean, I would take them on our motorcycle trips, you know, to Florida and whatnot, and I'd be that guy that would be out rollerblading before everybody got up and had their coffee in the morning.
They are just
I didn't want electric. I didn't want...
Well, people have to realize, if you get an electric bike, if you get electric roller skates, you're not getting the exercise that you need. That's so important with those activities, is the exercise that's
included. I enjoyed the physicality of that stuff.
Right, 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 right.
You could be physical without actually having to go to work.
You're right. You're absolutely right. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897.
We get a lot of people that have, they don't wipe down their showers and tubs like you and I tell them to after every shower or bath. And so they call us after 6 or 8 or 12 months and go,
email us.
Yeah, sorry about that. And say, I can't get the stuff off the glass. It's like, okay, well, you shouldn't have let it build up in the first place, but we won't go there. Anyway, long story short, we had a listener that sent us, they had found a product called Rejuvenate. And I've seen it, but I've never bought it.
Okay.
And they swear by it. Okay. They said, you squirt it on, let it soak for a few minutes, and everything comes off. Soap scum, lime buildup, calcium. So... like I said, I haven't bought it or tried it. Have you ever used it?
No, I haven't.
Rejuvenate.
Nope.
Have to pick up a bottle. I don't know what I'd use it on, though, because I don't.
You know, my wife, takes care of all that stuff. But when we're done with the shower,
does she?
Well, she always, she takes care of cleaning the bathrooms. That's deep cleaning the bathrooms she takes care
of. I'd never know that listening to you.
Why is that? I clean the house. I just never had a chance to deep clean the bathroom. Sorry. But I'd never noticed our shower doors or, you know, the surround shower ever looking dirty or dingy. So I just never really thought about cleaning it.
Yeah, and I never let ours.
We always squeegee it. Right.
Yeah. So I don't, I even if I bought it, I really, truly don't know what I'd use it on to see if it worked. So if anybody uses it and has great luck with it, we'd like to hear from you.
Rejuvenate?
Is that what you said? Rejuvenate. Okay. Yep.
888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Wayne in Washington Township. Good morning, Wayne. You're on with the guys.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I do have two questions. One was supposed to be a quick one. Electrical switch, when I flip it on, it makes a little clicking sound. Wondering if I should just replace it or is it just natural for that for a 35-year-old home?
Has it always done it?
No, it doesn't do it all the time. It's only once in a while. Sounds like an electrical click.
Yeah, a little arcing going on there.
No.
That was supposed to be a joke, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'd definitely replace that out. It's if you open it up, you may see a little bit of burnt around the wires there.
Some arcing.
We'd definitely replace that out.
If you're going to replace a switch or a receptacle, make sure that you match amperages. We talked a little bit about that, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So if that's a 20-amp circuit, go ahead.
Yes, and it's a three-way switch. It's a 15-amp. I have opened it up and looked at it. I understand and I agree with that. But my most important question and the reason I called is I have a well. I'm in Washington. I'm about 70 feet deep, and the well is the original. I have a funny taste and a lot of rust in my water, and I know I need a new well pump next year. I'm trying to understand... do you go deeper? Do you just replace it? It's a 4-inch since it's original. Do I go to 5? What's your thoughts?
Well, what's your casing?
It's a 4-inch casing, 220,
okay, so,
and it's 35 years old.
And you do not have a submersible pump at this point in time?
No.
The pump is in a well house or the basement or the crawl space?
I have a, I'm when you say submersible, I have a pump that's at, I would assume, the bottom of the 4-inch pipe, approximately 70 feet deep.
Oh, so it is down in the well head in the water. You cannot see, touch, or feel the pump. Okay, that so you have a submersible pump.
Yes. And I have never cleaned it like some people suggest. They say, you know, pour stuff down like chlorine and clean them out every couple of years. I have not done that.
Yeah. So bottom line, you're getting a lot of rust, and you want to know how to resolve that. Is that fair?
Yes, that is fair. More than I used to get like 15, 20 years ago. It seems to be more constant. Whenever I turn the hose on outside, the first 15 seconds is brown-colored rust.
You know, your aquifers change over time. Depth isn't always a resolution to that. We used to drill all of our wells into limestone, hoping we'd have better luck with them over time. But the aquifer itself can change. Shoot, we got to take a break.
We got to take a break. If you hold on, Wayne, we'll finish this when we get back from break. Also, Jim from Waterford, hold on. We'll talk to you. He's got a question about PEX plumbing. Chuck, you and I had a great time last week going and visiting the MacFarlane painting new showroom off Schoolcraft in Livonia.
Unbelievable facility.
You know, the guy started out in his garage, and now he has a 43,000 square foot facility where he can take care of. He gave us an example of how they take doors off of cabinets, bring them in, and recoat them. Absolutely beautiful. If you want a facelift on your house without paying the giant cost, you want to contact MacFarlane Painting.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Hey, in a few minutes, we're going to have the executive officer from the HBA of Southeast Michigan on the line with us talking about an upcoming event that we get excited about every year. But right now, we've got a couple callers on the line. Wayne from Washington Township, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
No, absolutely. We appreciate your call, and they're great questions. Aquifers change. That's something that people need to be aware of, you know, that underground river, if you will, that you're tapping into for your domestic water source. And you may not have had rust or calcium or magnesium 10 years ago, but you got it now or whatever in that water. So bottom line, a couple things. Even if you flushed that, you got to be careful not to use anything caustic that's going to damage a submersible pump. And you're still going to have the iron in the water. I mean, it's in the aquifer. I would think if you called somebody like Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions and got an iron filter, that might be your best action at this point in time, with the idea that if you have to have work done on the well in the future, that, you know, that's going to be a pricey thing to do. I don't know. How old did you say it is? It's 70 foot deep. How old?
It's the house is 35 years old, and it's the original pump. The people that repaired it last year, I had a break in the line 4 foot down, so I had water, groundwater. They repaired it and told me that it was time for a new pump.
Yeah, and I would probably have a well driller. I mean, a 4-inch casing, you got to be careful not to damage that 35-year-old casing, too. That could be an issue. They're going to come and they're going to pull that out and attach a new pump to it and drop it back down into the what we call the head or the water below the water line in the well.
Yeah.
And probably your best bet is to have somebody professionally do that. We've got a guy if you need him. If you've already got somebody that has serviced it for you. Do you want a phone number? Okay, you got a pen handy there.
I got one for him as well. Someone I've known for years here. Layman and Sons, Layman and Sons, and the phone number is 248-627-2016.
Very good. Yeah, we understand there's a big difference between replacing the pump and drilling a whole new well, which is about a $4,000 head. And
minimum.
We understand
minimum,
it, yeah. But it may have to happen. Just didn't
and
know if
you
I
need
try
more
to go
advice
deeper,
on that. I'm sorry, Wayne. Go ahead. I was just going to say, if you need more advice on that, we've got a renowned well expert at our disposal, a good friend, a lifelong friend. Give us an email, and we'll refer you to Dan Mylan at Mylan Supply. They're a statewide company that deals with this kind of thing.
All right, let's next talk to Jim in Waterford, please. Jim, you there, buddy?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, how can we help
Thanks
you?
For taking my call.
No problem.
I got a condo that was built in 89 that we moved into, and I had to do some plumbing changes in it, and it's got a gray plastic. It's not PEX. And the outside diameter is the same as PEX, but it's a little thinner wall. Chuck, I think I sent you an email on this before the holidays, but it probably got lost in the holiday shuffle. But the PEX fittings seem to work, but I can't find anything anywhere that says they're compatible. What's your advice?
So what are you going to do, extend an existing line when you say compatible?
No, when I remodeled the kitchen, I realized the kitchen faucet was the only faucet in the house, only water line in the house, the cold water line that didn't run through the softener and left stains in the sink, so I just had to replumb it to go through the softener.
Gotcha. I wouldn't have any. That's probably a polybutylene or something like that. The biggest problem with those in years gone by was joint failure. But the pipe itself showed great burst resistance. It was actually used in mobile homes and RVs, and it got a bad reputation. But it was just joint failure that really was the issue with those. And I wouldn't have a problem adapting, a PEX extension or replumb to an existing gray pipe. We're talking gray plastic for the listeners out there. What they would look at and call gray plastic. I wouldn't have a problem adapting that, would you, Ken?
Not at all.
The other issue I ran into is it's a four-unit condo. We're all on the same water line, and we each got a shutoff for the main for our own units. Well, my main won't shut completely off, so once I broke into it, can you do anything with a gate valve that doesn't require shutting the water off to get it to seal?
Not that I'm aware of.
Call a plumber out.
Yeah, especially a gate valve. It's one of those things. If you shut the main off for the building and notified your co-owners during the day, maybe when they were gone or at work or at school or whatever, because it shouldn't be an involved process. That's probably a copper connection at that point, isn't it?
It is, and it's something I'd hire a plumber to do because I could see me shut the building off.
Oh.
Water off to all four buildings, and it turns into a 7-trip to Home Depot job,
That's no, I believe
get it.
Boy, you're talking to a guy that has complete sympathy with you. I gotta believe Ken does too.
You can do that on a Sunday now.
Yeah, and hopefully you're going to do a valve replacement. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. If it's an 89 unit, I would just consider a total valve replacement, and Waterwork Plumbing or someone like that could do it for you professionally and quickly. And then they have the liability, so too.
So you think I've used the PEX fittings. They seem to go on over it. They seem to hold. You'd be comfortable just leaving it.
I wouldn't think twice about it, would you?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I really wouldn't.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, on the line with us now is a very busy man, only about to get busier. We appreciate him being patient with us. We asked him to come on today because home show season is coming up, and we also want to get the word from the man who has the pulse of the housing industry here in Southeast Michigan. Of course, we're talking about the CEO of the Southeast Michigan Home Builders Association, Mr. Forrest Wall. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year, guys. How you doing?
We are doing great. How are you? You're obviously busy.
Yeah, is the family good?
The family's great. It was a nice little restful holiday period, but now when the calendar flips into January, as you guys know, we get excited about show season. So we got the Novi Home Show coming up at the end of the month, January 27th through the 29th. So we're busy planning for that and working with our exhibitors, and we're excited to have you guys there too.
I haven't gotten an invitation. Have you, Chuck?
Yeah, like we've ever gotten an invitation.
It's a standing invitation. You guys know you're always there.
Of course, yeah.
God bless you for us. We appreciate that. So what can you tell our listeners as they get ready to mark their calendars for this show about what's going to be going on there?
Yeah, it's a fantastic event. You know, winter is a time when people are inside more, and so they're kind of looking around their homes and thinking about naturally the different improvements they want to make. And so this show is really a one-stop destination for any improvement that you might be thinking about or planning for your home, whether it's a really significant home remodel or something more specific, you know, like flooring or working on a kitchen or some windows. You know, we have exhibitors there, some professional resources, and it's a great way for people to come out, talk to experts, you know, especially if they're thinking about doing something themselves. It sometimes can help to crystallize that decision as to whether or not they want to do it themselves or actually hire it done. Once they talk to an expert, sometimes they get a better feel for the scope of the project they're thinking about. So they're going to get to see a little bit of everything. I mean, you're going to see, builders, remodelers, roofing contractors. There's some great displays there when we talk about energy efficiency with some of our insulation exhibitors. So there's a lot to see there and some prizes. We give away different things throughout the weekend. So it's a really a fun time.
It really is a fun time. And I always say this show, the January show, which you wouldn't think would be the busiest show you have, but it is, always recharges my batteries. Chuck too. I know we feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Because we get to see you, Brian, Elizabeth, people we get to see only those time of year, but all the listeners that come up and say hi and our team partners, for us, it's just a lot of fun.
A lot of our team partners go to that show, so we get to spend time with them. We get to see their exhibits. We get to see, touch, and feel things that they're doing on a daily basis that, we may have lost touch with over the year. So it's a very exciting time. Now, can people buy tickets in advance for that?
Yep, that's a great way to do it. You can buy them at the door. Obviously, adult admission is $10. 55 and up is $9. Children 12 and under are always free. But if you go to our website, novihomeshow.com, you can get a discount and you can buy your tickets in advance. Parking is also $5, and that's charged by our venue, Suburban Collection Showplace. But we definitely recommend the advance tickets because you get to skip the line.
We're going to tell people to stick around because we're going to be giving away some tickets up in the next hour. So
I like that. Forrest, we'll be talking about this more. We'll probably get you on again before we do the show, and we'll certainly have you on at the show. So thank you. Enjoy your family, and God bless.
Thank you, Forrest. Thanks we appreciate
so much,
it. Nice talking to you, buddy.
Thank
the company
you, sir.
We know is going to be at that show. They always are because they want everyone to see how good they are when it comes to basements and foundation repair. That company is Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
What are you? You look like you're lost. Are you okay, little boy? Come here. Sit on Dad's lap.
No, just the time. Where's it go?
You know what? Thanks to Forrest Wall. I know he's a church-going man. He's a family man and taking time out on a Sunday morning to call in and tell us about that show. God bless him. Thank you.
Thank you. That was really cool. Yep. Hey, be caller 9 at 800-859-0WJR to win a four-pack of tickets to the Novi Home Show, January 27th through the 29th at the Suburban Collection Showplace. For a bonus chance to win, text keyword HOME to 800-859-0957. For more information and contest rules, go to WJR.com.
How did you find out about that?
Because they send these things to me because they know they'll get read if they send them to me. They don't even bother sending them to you because you're too busy and too on your high horse to to read these for our listeners.
So, free four-pack of tickets. That's pretty cool.
Free four-pack of tickets, yes.
What caller?
Nine.
Caller nine.
Caller nine, yes.
And Danielle and Dave have to deal with that?
Yes, they'll take care of that for us, yes.
All right.
They'll get it over to Ron, and Ron will make sure everyone gets their tickets.
888-654-4897. Boy, we've had a couple good calls today.
We have.
Wayne and Jim had some good questions. You and I mentioned in one of our articles in the Detroit News Homestyle section within the last few weeks about the fact that aquifers change over time.
Okay.
And that people should take advantage at least annually. Again, you and I trust Jared Beauchamp and his people at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. They'll do a free water test for you. If you're on a well, why wouldn't you? Once a year.
I mean, you have your own specific water supply station right on your property. You're not getting it from the Detroit water
running
source.
Down in the ground.
Right. You're getting it on your. So why wouldn't you every once in a while get it tested? Because there are things out there in the water that in their pure form will kill you. Arsenic, for instance.
Radon.
Right.
And again, that can change over time. If you picture a river and then put it underground, what's upstream from your underground river? Because whatever's upstream is going to determine what you get, right? And even if I was on city water, if I didn't know where my supply came from or I didn't know I had a newer supply infrastructure, pipes,
yep.
I think I would still take advantage of that free water test periodically.
We've heard from people that have had Beauchamp out, and they don't come out and try to sell them anything. They may just say you need a different kind. But you need to use more iron out, salt. You need to get rid of more of the iron in your salt. Free test. Why wouldn't anyone do something like that with Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions?
I know it sounds like an advertisement, and I guess it is, but it's not intended to be. It's just on the cusp of Wayne's call with the iron in his 70-foot deep water well.
So I got a question for you.
He didn't used to have it.
Right, right. A question for you is, you being the semi-retired man that you are now, why are you laughing?
I'm trying harder and harder to be more retired.
Oh, what are you talking about? My goodness, you have more. You are so cool. You're like the other side of the pillow, buddy. You are that cool.
That's a good. Just, where did you come up with? Did your wife give you that one?
No.
You were reading off a notepad.
There's nothing here, Chuck. There's nothing here, buddy. There's nothing here. But you're semi-retired now. We hear from a lot of gentlemen and ladies that are retired. What do you do to keep your days busy? Because I know who you are. And I know you're not going to sit around in front of the TV all day long.
Oh, God.
No. So what do you do? Because this time of year, see, I'm used to being off this time of year in January because the crew I always had, we were off. But I got to tell you, if I sit home for a day and I don't get something done, I mean something significant done, I don't get a room clean or my toolbox, shed, I just feel like such a loser.
I'm always doing stuff like that. I have the summer car on blocks. So I'll go out and work on that.
Yeah, see, that's not me.
I'll work out.
I can't tell by looking at you.
I know it. I know it. Sadly, I don't do that enough. I'll trim trees this time of year. I'll be out in the backyard. And you know me, I'm a tree fool. I should kill about half of them just to get rid of the
word. You need just about anything you can put the word fool behind it. When it
So, yeah, and you and I both are the guys that take care of our houses. You know, I'm cleaning bathrooms, doing laundry, cleaning the kitchen every day. I mean, just stuff.
And the reason I mention that is because I think a lot of people – no, I don't think. I know a lot of people tend to neglect their house in the wintertime.
Yeah.
They don't do the stuff. They will let stuff sit against their house, leaves, for example, sit against their house soaking and not go and get those out of there. You know what drives me crazy, Chuck? When I see a roof, a very low slope roof, where the valley's full of pine needles or leaves –
Those people
have no idea what they're doing to their houses.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is just recently, I need a new deck, and I'm going to really start working on that really soon. Here's my plan. I'm going to actually partition 70% of the deck off so I can still let the puppies out the back door and then get down. I'm going to start tearing the other part apart.
Gotcha.
And redoing that as soon as the spring gets here.
You should have bought the material like 2 years ago.
Yeah, too late for that. Housing information you can't trust. Thank you for that, Chuck. I really appreciate that. I need to hear that. You're right. I should have. You know, I gave people advice. Wait till the price goes down. Wait till winter. Bad advice. Anyway, now's a great time if you have those decks, you have those porches, you have those patios, you have those overhangs to go out not only look at them and look for things that are wrong with them, but probe them. You know, a deck, for instance, grab a Phillips head screwdriver, small Phillips head screwdriver, and because things are so wet, so damp out there right now, those areas that are normally punky or damp are going to show themselves even more. Yeah. And if you can find those now, let's say you have a 5 or 6 year old deck, and you find one spot where there's an attach or a fastener, and it's starting to rot. Well, now's the time to fix it. You hear Chuck and I talk about this all the time. Now's the time to dig that out of there. Maybe go get some Bondo, put some Bondo in there, figure out why the water's collected on that spot, spray it with some waterproof, whatever you may do. Now's a really good time to go outside and take a look at anything that may be an issue with your house.
Yeah, at least discover it.
Right.
With
right,
the home
exactly.
show coming up, you exactly. may end up then finding a professional, you know, at the show that can Perfect. Fix it for you.
Yep.
It's funny you mentioned that with decks, because you and I try to do an article on a personal deck inspection once a year. And one of the things, of course, that you mentioned is checking fasteners.
Yes.
Proper fasteners. Unfortunately, a lot of do-it-yourselfers do not use proper fasteners in decks.
So true. So true.
I mean, proper fasteners are expensive. Really expensive. I mean, you get sticker shock buying the proper fasteners for a full deck. You're going to run into that when you redo your deck.
Oh, I know that. When we're talking fasteners, people, we're talking screws. We're talking bolts. Nails. We're talking screws. Bolts. Yeah. We're talking things that fasten pieces of wood together.
Yeah, stainless steel.
There you go.
Yeah. You start buying stainless steel bolts and fasteners, or, you know, double zinc coated fasteners, or any coated screw.
Right.
And it's like, you got to be kidding me. 1 pound of those is $15.
Yeah. like, how far would that last? Well, we had an email this week where a gentleman wants to do a deck, but what he's worried about are the posts. And how does he know he gets quality posts when he puts them down on the ground? How does he know they're going to last? It was a good question. So we'll talk about that when we get back from the break, okay?
Yeah, and read our prior articles. Hey, listen, you're in your home. Are you cold or are you comfortable? Because if you're not comfortable, then you need a company like CNC Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning to come out, examine the system, make sure it's working properly, and if it's not, prescribe a solution for you. CNC Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
888-654-GUYS. 888-654-4897. Do you remember when listeners used to yell at us to slow down with that number? Don't give us so fast.
Okay. Well, okay. We have had no problem as we getting older slowing down, have we?
Actually, I got to make myself speed up. I got to carry a little thing. I carry a little taser to give myself a jump start.
A jolt?
A little jolt every now and then. That's hey, funny. You and I have a great team partner that we almost never mention, but they keep busy because they're so good, Junk King.
Yes.
For anybody that's decluttering this time of year, Why are you rubbing that extended forehead of yours?
You finish your sentence and I'll start mine, okay?
Boy, that's rare. I'm not used to that. No, I mean, it's just, it's the time of year. I know I've got some decluttering projects that I'm going to undertake in the next few weeks. And having a company like Junk King, they literally will just drop a dumpster if you want it in front of your garage, so you can just throw stuff in it and call them when it's full. Or if you mark everything, designate, they will load the stuff for you.
Yes, they will.
You know, so
you name, they'll come and clean your whole basement out, your whole garage out, take away everything you want, make your life a lot easier with a lot less clutter.
Wouldn't it be if you could give in to the temptation or the hesitancy? Because you and I are a little bit of control freak.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, if our wives are listening, they're going, a little bit? What's their number?
But we both know our wives aren't listening, so we're okay.
We both know they're exactly, and that's not a concern. Wouldn't it be, if you had the mental and emotional freedom to let them come in and just say, empty the basement? Wow.
Chuck, I wouldn't next, in 2 weeks, I'm celebrating 35 years married. I'd like to celebrate 36, and if I did that, I would not be able to.
Excellent point. Point taken.
I did something just recently where I was decluttering the house, and I took all the stuff in our kitchen, and I put it on everything that I thought made the kitchen look cluttered, I put it on the island, and there was a lot of stuff. And my wife came in and, what are you doing? We don't need this. Just to say, I was a little point of contention for a little while, and of course she won. But you asked.
So you didn't need a dumpster at that point.
No, but I would tell you what state does need a lot of those dumpsters. Ohio.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I tell you, I spend a lot of time over, even after last month, Chuck, I spent a lot of time in North Carolina, and I spent a lot of time in Ohio. And in Southern Ohio.
You have real estate all over the country.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a world traveler, right? Yeah, I'm a hunter is what I am. But the state of Ohio, in the southern part of Ohio, and there may be spots like this in Michigan, but I've never seen them. Some of the houses look like they literally pulled a garbage truck up and just dumped it right in their front yard.
I think they have laws that require at least one vehicle up on blocks in the front yard.
That, you know what? I think you're right. I think you're right. I'm specifically in a county called Hocking County, which is by Hocking Hills, Ohio. And I've been in Jackson County and lower in Scioto, and I see so much of that more there. We drive down a dirt road. And so I really want to yell out or stop and say, a dumpster will cost you $500 and it'll all be gone. save, you know, one of the three-wheel dumpsters from Junk King, probably 350 they'll drop it off for somewhere in that area.
You and fill it, they take it away.
You fill it, they take it away. How much time does that take? How much time does that take?
When hey, that's a retirement program for a lot of people.
I was in North Carolina.
Sell that stuff later on.
Last week, and right at the end of the road down the bottom of this mountain, my friend has this house on. Beautiful place. Beautiful communities, houses around there. But at the bottom of the hill, there's this house where a lot of people live. There's a pool. I mean, just so much junk. Just so much junk. Just rent a dumpster for a couple days and get rid of it all. Throw it away.
What if Junk King goes to Hocking Hills? I don't understand
that. Well, I'm sure they have their own down there.
Yeah, they probably do.
Gosh, I mean, Chuck, you know me. When I, if I pull up my front yard and when my daughter got out of the car, a napkin fell out of her truck, I pick that thing up right away. I don't want anyone thinking I have litter in my house. I pick any of that stuff right away.
You know, my father passed away 45 years ago. God and I still think of him. Because it's funny, I dropped a little foil wrapper from a chocolate a week ago, bent over, picked it up, and it dawned on me that people were probably watching me going, what?
Yeah.
But Dad said, leave places better than you found them. And amen, I still hear him say that.
Amen to that. That is yeah. Wonderful advice. Wonderful advice. It's so important. Then wherever you leave better than you found them, that person's never going to talk bad about you. They're always going to have something positive to say about you. Hey, you have any questions? We are taking your phone calls. Phone lines are wide open. Any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Did you ever use the underside unglazed part of a brick to sharpen chisels or anything like that? As a mason, maybe you never had any sharp woodworking tools.
I sharpen stuff on concrete.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
same kind of thing.
Stuff on concrete, yeah.
Yeah, because people don't realize that you can do that. And even a utility blade on the underside of a ceramic mug, that's usually not glazed.
Mm-hmm.
You can. Now you got to do it properly. You got to use it like a strop almost at a 45-degree angle. But you can sharpen razor knives that have gotten so dull they're dangerous. I mean, you see people use dull. Yeah, you're shaking your head because you and I both know.
I think of stupid things I did when I
was. I do have some scars from some of that stupidity, yeah.
When I was a kid, yeah. I indulged a little bit too much in stuff I shouldn't have. And I went, hey, look, this isn't sharp. And cut my finger open. It's like as soon as you do it, you're like, oh, how stupid am I?
I know. I've been there as an adult, sadly. Hey, we were talking about masons. If you want a professional mason, somebody that can handle anything in that chimney inside or outside of it, or even the brick around your house. We got a company, right?
We do. And if you're not sure if your chimney is safe to burn wood in, which a lot of people aren't, you want to hire a professional masonry company like Brickworks Property Restoration.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. before we get to our phone call, Chuck, we had an email, and the gentleman said he wants to build a deck, but he's concerned about the posts for the deck. And how does he know that the posts that he puts into the ground are going to last? And then how should they be put into the ground? So my response was, I almost hate saying this, but you don't want to buy that kind of lumber from a big box store. You want to go to a lumber yard that has the quality lumber and buy a good 8x8 post, Chuck. Is that what we do? Or eight by six?
Probably depends on the load.
Fair.
You know, because it could be a 4x6, a 4x4, 6x6.
How high it is off the ground and the load and all that stuff.
Yeah, what your spans are.
But yeah, even if you buy one from the big box, is that something you think you really need to worry about over time? Is that rotting down by the...
Well, a couple things. First of all, I want 0.60 or better treatment. That's huge.
How do they know?
Today, they don't give you those ratings, right, and they'll just say ground contact. And that's what I want is foundation grade lumber for my posts treatment, something that's actually made to go into the ground. I want it well drained where the post meets the ground, so water doesn't accumulate there, because that's where anything will rot out over time.
Right.
I would like center cut material. So if you look at the end of a post at the profile, you know, where it's cut.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you see that it was the center of a tree?
Are the circles staying a circle, or are they getting interrupted on the edges?
Well, is the center of that board the center of a tree?
Right. I know what you're saying.
I want that because dimensionally it is more likely to be more stable and to move less.
That's a lot to put in an email.
Bow less. What's that?
That's a lot to put in an email.
Oh, I know. I mean, we put it in an article here a year ago, maybe. But the posts are critical, right? I mean, even if you replace the rest of the deck, if you could leave the posts in the ground, that's huge.
Right.
I want them setting on something that won't move over time, so we use concrete biscuits.
And that's what I referred to, a good concrete biscuit. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Which is a piece of precast concrete. It actually looks like you squashed one of the Hershey's Kisses almost, doesn't it, that profile, if you melted it and squashed it?
Yeah.
That's what a concrete biscuit looks like. So you drill a hole, clean it out, no loose fill or disturbed material. You put the biscuit down there, and then you put your post on top of that.
42 inches in
minimum.
Minimum 42
inches.
That's right.
Minimum.
Yep.
Yeah, below frost. Keep water away from it. I also don't like the idea of putting concrete around them because concrete holds water.
I know you
don't. Water into them. So I try to minimize that.
Would you backfill that with the native soil if you did the biscuit?
I try to use a stone for at least. I'll even put stone in the hole below the biscuit.
Makes sense.
So that water that gets in that hole will get into the stone and away from the bottom of the post.
Right.
Yeah.
What about any other treatment on the post that's below ground, a tar or anything like that?
I have knock on Formica here, never had an issue.
Me neither.
But I use the proper wood.
Yeah, and you use the proper wood. Those are going to last longer than we are in the ground.
Oh, they are. There are test fields of what we historically call Wolmanized lumber. That's the green treated lumber. Test fields that were put in the ground in the 50s. With various saturations, and that's when we say 0.60, we're talking about a level of saturation of treatment in the wood. And they have learned that foundation-grade material will last virtually forever. And if it does have an issue, it'll have an issue right at grade.
Right. All right. Answered that question. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Elaine from Westland. Good morning, Elaine. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are fantastic, ma'am. How can
That's
we help you?
Good. I've got a three-season patio. And when it rained a few weeks ago, I had, I'll say, condensation. I had no leaks from the top, no leaks anywhere. And I had one of those indoor-outdoor area rugs. It didn't cover the whole area. So around like an L shape, side of the patio, there was water in a little puddle, and I'm saying, where the heck did that come from? Well, I looked, and I couldn't find anything. So then I said, well, I better pick up the rug and check that. Well, that was a little damp feeling. So as I did that, you could see it looked like the rug was holding the condensation from the dampness. But before I, let's see, I put two coats of sealer down. I put self-stick tile down. And that, and then after this condensation happened, I wiped it up, put a little space heater out there, and it's fine now. The rug is not down. So I'm assuming that the rug was holding the condensation and not to leave it down in the wintertime. Now, is there anything else that I can do over the tile to kind of like reseal it other than go through that whole procedure again?
Let's ask a couple of quick questions. What is this room sitting on?
Is it a porch, a cement porch? It's on cement.
Okay.
It's about, I'm going to say, just off the top of my head, maybe about 3-4 inches of cement was poured out there first. And then after that set, then I put two coats within a couple of days of each other of sealer on. Then I came back on another day and put the self-stick tile down.
Okay. Okay. And when you had this condensation, was this a couple weeks ago when it was really cold outside?
It was really cold, and it was pouring. That's when we had that big downpour. But there was no leaks from the ceiling, because that's the first thing I checked out. I checked around the windows, and there was nothing. Nothing.
So I'm saying, tell me, one thing we'd do is keep a fan going in there. Do you have a ceiling fan in that room?
No, I don't.
Then just go get one of those little oscillating, small little oscillating fans, put it in the corner, put it on low, and keep that air moving in that room. That will definitely help.
Yep. Yeah, what people don't remember is that moisture condenses on cold surfaces, and if you've got a slab in direct contact with cold ground, A, it's going to conduct moisture from the ground, and B, you're likely to get a cold surface there because the ground is cold. The fact that you put a heater in there, warm air will pick up and carry more moisture, so that was a good thing to do because it'll literally pick up that moisture in the air that was going to condense on the floor but didn't because it stayed suspended in the warm air. And then moving it, I agree with Ken 1,000%. If you can move that air, especially through the house, back into the house.
And that's why I asked also, Chuck mentioned how that concrete will soak up that water. If it's higher off the ground, you're going to have less chance of that happening. And if the three-season room is right at the ground level and it doesn't have pitch going away, which you want the pitch going away, you're going to have more chance of this happening.
Yeah,
doesn't sound like you have a big problem. I tell you what I would do once the weather got better. I would put a sprinkler outside and let it sprinkle right in the area because you said we had a hard rain that day. Tell you what, Elaine, if you don't mind, let's talk to you when we get back from break. Can you hold on just a minute?
Okay.
We're also going to talk to Pat from Monroe. In the meantime, Chuck, she's in a great area if she needs furnace work.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you want a professional company that you can trust to work on any home heating system that you've got or commercial heating system that you've got, think Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Hey, we're talking about treated posts, and I want to throw out there that a buddy of ours used to be at Michigan Lumber, which is one of my favorite lumber yards in the world. Rob is out at Iverson's in Montrose, and he reminded us that 12-foot and longer treated material still uses the old treatment methods. Funny, Ken and I were talking about this on break in 4x6 and 6x6. It was called CCA treatment, and the CCA stood for chromium, copper, arsenate, all three of which will kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're wonderful treatments because nothing is going to eat that material in the ground. And we were laughing because they banned the CCA stuff. Do you remember?
I do.
They banned it on these big playgrounds. They were actually tearing down these big, beautiful play sets that they had for kids because kids were chewing the wood.
So you and I asked ourselves back then, well, what are you replacing it with? Can kids eat the stuff you're replacing it? Well, no, you can't eat that either. As a matter of fact, it eats nails. Remember that?
Yeah.
The new stuff ate your nails, your zinc-treated nails. And it's like government intrusion. Sorry, I can't resist.
That's okay. That's okay. Hey, on the line with us. We still have Elaine with us. Are you there, Elaine?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being so patient. It sounds like we solved your problem.
Thanks, Elaine.
One more thing I think you should do once the weather gets nice, because you said this did happen on a really rainy day, is I would put a sprinkler outside and let it just really soak the top of that three-season room and just see if you get any more condensation or any leaks, because when you saw it, I'm guessing the rain was over with. Just a suggestion once the weather gets better. We may try that.
Yeah, I can try that. I also thought of I got some of that great stuff because it was cheaper, and I thought I'd go around and caulk again outside. Now, with this fan, do I have to have it running 24/7, or can I just use it on, let's say, the coldest days or coldest nights?
You'd want to run it 24/7, ma'am. I mean,
experiment.
Yeah, I would put it on a low setting.
I mean, your issue with condensation is that you got high humidity. If you don't have high humidity, if it just gets really cold outside without rain, you're probably not going to have that issue. You know?
No, but I agree with you. It's fine. It's fine.
There you go.
I picked that carpet up and said, "Well, I guess I can't use it during the winter." So, what I have done has helped. I was just wondering if there was anything else that I should put on the floor inside. But there's not. I've done everything I can, right?
No, other than, again, the things we talked about, explain it. It's physics, and if you have high humidity and a cold surface, you will get condensation. Doesn't matter whether it's a window or drywall or concrete.
Just make sure you have good pitch of the ground on the outside that is going away from the three-season room, the ground.
Exactly.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, I will do that. And thanks a lot, guys. I really like your show.
Thank you, man.
God bless you. Thank you, Elaine.
Let's go to Patrick in Monroe. Good morning, Patrick. You're on with the guys on WJR.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. I have a question for you. Mother Nature decided to give me a present on Christmas of frozen pipes. So when I went under there to check everything, I had two busted pipes, had a plumber come out a week later to fix it after I had shut off the water to the main line to the water to the house. When I went under there, there is no insulation. There is no blocking of a crawl space under my porch. So for a quick fix right now, would you suggest maybe if I could just put like some foam, silverback foam padding underneath my front porch to block the wind from getting into that crawl space area?
Are there any vents?
No, I don't see any.
Okay.
Shouldn't have any wind blowing down there. You probably just got a lot of cold because any heat in there is going right straight through the concrete to the outside.
We would put a rigid foam insulation around the inside of those walls and above.
Right.
Yeah. So if you
could,
you could
also put bat insulation above as well.
Oh, I would. But see, that's susceptible to moisture. I would use a rigid foam.
Okay.
I'd glue a rigid foam to the underside of the porch cap. That makes sense.
Okay.
And then put a closed cell pipe. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Chuck, you say rigid foam. They also had the trough packs now that are getting more and more popular for DIY homeowners.
Can you imagine spraying that upside down, though, if you didn't have to? I mean, it's not going to be cheaper. It's going to be more expensive.
You think so?
I haven't looked
at the pricing. But
I mean, you could glue 2-inch or even 1-inch foam to the underside of that and not have any mess, not risk your eyes.
What I would do as well with that is grab a great stuff like Elaine just talked about, because you're not going to be – if you're able to fit it perfectly without any gaps, great, but then maybe go along each edge of that with a great stuff foam. So we would foam the inside walls and the underside – of the porch or the decking is what we would do first of all. Now, also, you may want to grab some cable and put them around those pipes. And on the real cold day, just, I mean, they're very inexpensive. I just bought a couple for $30 each of 50 footers.
You go to Farm and Fleet. They've got, I think, 100 foot rolls of that stuff, 50 foot rolls.
Yeah, on the cold days, just flip it on there when it's really cold. Just a suggestion.
And
yeah,
the closed cell pipe insulation.
We have some heat tape on the pipes, but it got so cold, it even froze the kitchen drain, which, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I got to do something to get the cold out of that crawl space.
You know, Patrick, Ace and Sons Insulation, they'll come out there and they'll give you a free assessment of what they think you should do down there. They do this kind of stuff all the time. They've been in many of these situations. I mean, hundreds of these situations. They can come out and take a look at what you got and give you a recommendation.
Okay. You got their number on you?
Yeah, give me one second here.
Yeah, and I will suggest if you glue a rigid foam to the sidewalls and the underside of that porch cap, preferably a 2-inch, how do you get into that space? Do you have a door from the basement, or do you have a sidewall?
There are two sidewall entrances that I'd be able to get to on the front half of the house. There's an old wooden door that I'm able to pull out, and it gives me about a 2 or 3 foot gap or 3 or 4 foot gap to crawl under. Now on the back half of the house, it's a little bit deeper. I'm actually able to call it a crouch space. And again,
glue rigid foam,
there's another gap.
Sidewalls and underside of the cap, and then do what Ken suggested with a spray with a great stuff foam and spray any gaps or cracks. And boy, I'd be surprised if you continued to have that issue.
I agree. I'd also glue them to the back of those entry doors as well. To the back of the entry doors as well.
Completely seal. You betcha.
Right.
If you want to call Ace and Son, real easy, 888-800-4-ACE. 800-500. Sorry, 800-500-4223. I apologize.
Yep.
All right, and thanks for saying that real slow for me. I appreciate that.
Hold on. I'm going to say it again because my dyslexia kicked in. I apologize here. 888-500-4223. I apologize.
All right, cool deal. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Great show.
Stay in touch with us, Patrick.
Good luck, Patrick. Good luck. Yep. Listen, there are times in life, if you are a homeowner, where you have to turn to mechanicals to help stuff out, whether it's a frozen pipe, ice in your crawl space, an ice dam that just keeps growing. Sometimes you got to get the electrical, you got to get the cables out, and it needs help. There are situations where houses are built, you know, they may be wrong, they may be too high up, they may let too much air in, and sometimes we do have to turn to mechanical issues and get some help. I think that people who put the cables or the tape on, mobile homes are full of those.
Oh, Lord.
And they will switch those on when the weather outside gets really cold.
I agree. And you can wrap those around a drain pipe. You know, people think that you can't do that because he mentioned he had a drain pipe that froze.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah.
That's definitely an issue.
Oh, my gosh. That's frightening. So, yeah. If he does what we suggested with the heat tape and the rigid foam and the great stuff foam, I'd be willing to bet you he no longer has an issue.
Right.
I really feel good about that.
We were talking to a BJ from Rove Pest Control recently, and he was talking about how many mice calls they get this time of year because the mice are looking to get inside of the house's truck.
You're right.
And one of the things that he suggested, and we have suggested a ton for people out there that love to burn wood, is that you don't put that wood right up against the house. Actually, take it away from the house. You know, when you're feeding birds, everybody, you want to make sure you have an environment that the critters don't like. So that's why we always say the last thing you should do in the season is cut that lawn to make sure they don't have houses down there. Keep anything away from your house, whether it is a hay or junk that they can live in. Make sure you cover. We get questions all the time about covering your AC units. You know, don't wrap them, just cover the top of them.
Exactly.
But BJ said, when it comes to firewood, we'll continue this discussion. Do not put it next to your house.
Nothing. You know, one neat thing when you're a homeowner looking for contractors, you'll try to get three bids, right? We got a company called Performance Remodeling. They'll give you a good, better, best, and prices that are commensurate with the quality of product they're going to supply for each of those proposals. So if you're going to have any work done to make your house more beautiful on the outside, call Performance Remodeling.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us on this Sunday morning. I want to remind everybody, if you can't call in or prefer not to call in, we're here for you 24/7 at the emails, insideoutsideguys.com. Feel free to send us an email question. We will get back with you. We get a bunch of those every day, and we really enjoy them, and some of them challenge us. We love that. Also, if you're looking for deeper dives into some of the topics we talk about, you want to look to the Homestyle section of the Detroit News every Friday. Ken and I publish an article in there. We're limited to about 700 words, but it allows us to get into any given topic a little bit more than we typically can on a show during a phone call.
Fair. Yes. And this week's topic was, Chuck?
Go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? Don't you remember?
I don't.
Water hammers. quieting your water pipes. This is always the time of year where we get a lot of calls, people going, I turn on my water and it sounds like there's a little elf down there banging on the pipes. And we get that quite a bit. And this is good article. People want to read that. And air hammers. People have no idea what air hammers are.
It's funny because air hammer and water hammer are literally two different things with two different potential solutions. And the article kind of delves into both of those. Literally, air hammer is just what it's air in the lines. It can air in a water line or any fluid line, a hydraulic system. You know, your Bobcat on the job site.
In your system, air in that line, you're in trouble too.
Can cause issues. It can literally stop a liquid from flowing through a pipe if depending on how the air is. I remember a guy telling me years ago in the underground oil and gas pipes that lace this country that people don't even know about.
Oh, if you ever go look at a map,
yeah,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. It is. But they will separate fluids by either air or viscosity, by the thickness or density of the fluid, which is just fascinating. So air can impede flow, or it can cause liquid to move and jump around as it's going through the pipes. And if you get air in the lines, we talk about how to properly drain your lines, some solutions for doing that. If you get water hammer, water flowing through a pipe is like traffic flowing on the freeway. One person stops, and all of a sudden people are hitting each other, running into each other.
This is a major out of sight, out of mind thing when it comes to people have no idea this even exists.
And one of the things that happened a few years ago is that we started to introduce what we call fast shutoff valves in our buildings. Your washing machine, when it's done using cold water, it shuts off in like the blink of an eye, and water flowing through the pipe is like that traffic on the freeway.
Yeah.
It backs up and can slam into the valve and make the pipes vibrate.
People have heard that. They've heard that when they've turned valves off, especially the older people, right?
Showers are that way. New shower valves are quick shut off, and they're all going to be that way eventually. So the article explores both of them and gives you solutions for them. Some of them are going to require a professional plumber like water work, plumbing, but that's okay.
Right.
If it gets rid of the noise, because it can make you crazy.
You're absolutely right. During the week, I want to make sure people understand something. If you need any advice during the week, we get a lot of emails like this. My friend has this issue because not everyone has internet. Not everyone has emails.
Kind of neat how many we get like that.
I know.
My neighbor, my friend.
My sister, my brother.
Where someone is concerned about someone else's welfare.
Yeah, and we try to help you out whenever possible. Usually we get to those a couple times a week. So once you send one, give us a day or two to get back. Gentleman said earlier, we did, you know, maybe once in a while one will get past us, but we do everything we can to make sure that doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. We did get that earlier, and I always feel bad when I think one got past us, but it's going to happen at some point, I guess.
Oh, boy, I feel worse when I go to send it back to somebody, which we do all the time, and then we get a kicked back email saying that the person doesn't exist. And then we have to take our time. Actually, what I've done a few times is because some a spot in there we ask for phone numbers. And I will text them the answer back. You know, sorry, something's wrong with your email
address.
Oh, on
the phone number.
Yeah, something's wrong with the email address. I will show them the email address they sent, and I'll text them the response back. Hey, if someone takes the time, and let me make sure people understand this. If you take the time to send the Inside Outside Guys an email, we take that very seriously. We are not ever going to ignore anybody's email, even if we don't like the email that's into it. If you send us an email saying, you know, I love Ken, he's the greatest. But that Chuck guy, you can get rid of. He's terrible. He's horrible.
We hear that all the time.
Yeah, we do. And Chuck will send something else. Thank you so much for your response. I'll try to get better. Right?
Still trying.
Still trying. So we always respond to people's emails. And I tell you, what's really cool, Chuck, is when we help. We had a lady not too long ago that was taken by a painting company. Her husband has given this painting company a deposit, and within a few days he passed away. And obviously at that point she's moving, you know, she can't handle the house, she wants to leave. She calls this painting company up. The painting company says, too bad, man, we're not giving your money back. Well, I think legally they might be okay.
They might have been.
Ethically, yeah. They weren't. So we gave her some advice on how to take care of that. And one of the advice we gave her is she puts a complaint with the state of Michigan against her license. And anybody out there that's in the business and ever gets a complaint from the state of Michigan, do everything you can to immediately resolve that complaint. If you don't, you're going to bring so much more trouble on you.
You're talking about licensees?
Licensees, yes, than needed. Now, you're right. I got that painting guy may not have been it, but you could also complain to the state with the attorney general as well.
Exactly.
So she got her money back. You know, everything turned out well, and we love helping people like that whenever we can. And we refer so many non-team partners, non-advertisers. Chuck, and our goal, when you send us an email, our goal is to get you the best response and the best people out to your house to help you. And here's the difference between the InsideOutsideGuys.com and the literally dozens of different referral sites homeowners can go to on the internet. Chuck and I were born and raised here in Michigan. We know these companies. We've met every one of those companies on our site. We know them. We have met them. On those national sites, they haven't done that. They send them a check. They pay for it. You don't know whether you're getting a good contractor or not. When we send you a contractor, we tell people we would let that contractor work on and in our houses. Nobody else out there can say that.
Yeah, and it's funny because if in the rare cases where one of our referrals don't perform for you,
yeah,
we've been able to resolve the rare times that happens. I think every one over the 15 years we've been doing this show.
I agree.
A lot of times, we mentioned when we were talking to Tim from Pro Home yesterday, Tim, if a customer has a complaint, you want him to call you right away. He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. The worst thing that can happen to a business is you've got a customer that's unhappy and you don't know about it.
Oh,
I had that happen one time in my career, and I found out about it through a third party. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. Why didn't they just call me?
We get that all the time. We will send. All right, so let's say, and it's very rare. I would say maybe 5 or 6 a year.
It's very rare.
Which we will send our team partner the complaint. The person will go, I've never heard from this person.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to them, they were really happy with it. So we want to help work through those when necessary, whether it's a team partner or no matter who it is out there. If you're having problems, the Inside Outside Guys want to know about it. We can help at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
And we want to thank Daniel and everybody back at the world headquarters for helping us sound hopefully great to you, the listener, and thank you, the listener. Bye-bye.
Thank you.